And they may decide to separate someday. Marriages are not made in heaven. They are consummated right here on earth as a part of the marketing process, and imperfection is the rule rather than the exception. But even if they never separate, they will be better off for having had separate property. It will be a recognition that each one is an individual, that he has not somehow lost his life simply because he decided to be married to someone else, that he is now no longer in a position to make any kind of decisions that will enhance his happiness, but now is locked into an arrangement that is greater than he is. It will be a recognition that each individual is an individual, answerable to himself, and not pressured by being locked into a relationship with the other. The object is always, in every case, to make the relationship an enhancement of what the individual would have had separately, meaning that this is a better relationship than he would have by himself in any given situation, not just all things considered and on balance. And if each individual is free to break it easily at any time, and both parties are well aware of this, neither one is going to have to feel that the marriage is a burden, nor is either one going to have to treat the other lightly or be inclined to treat the other lightly as a chattel or as a person dependent upon him that he can afford to be less than himself with and still have the relationship because she's virtually a slave by the fact that she has no income and no way she could get along without it. Now, once again, the question comes up, well, do you really want the relationship to be such that it's easy to break it at any given time? Well, if you know how to make decisions and you recognize the perfect framework and you recognize that you're not going to act upon whims, there is no reason to put any artificial restrictions in the way of breaking it easily at any time because you're not going to automatically break it just because you have a whim at any given time. And if you feel that your spouse would and you have to restrict her in some way, then obviously there must be something wrong with the relationship. And all of this is only applying to you and to me as we're discussing it. Rather one-sided discussion, I'll admit. But the point is that we're not talking about what it would be like if everybody did things this way. And what kind of a society will we have if people were free to break relationships easily because some people are not intelligent enough to recognize their own long-term interest and so forth. Well, that's fine. All of that is all well and good. And all of those people are going to have to determine what they can do on the basis of what they have available to them and their knowledge and so forth. We are not deciding social questions here. Each of us is looking at the situation from the standpoint to determine with where I am and what I have to work with, what is the best arrangement for me in order to get what I want in life. This is all that's involved. And, of course, all of this is just dandy. Two individuals are going to find perfect bliss because they now are sharing a relationship that is completely positive with none of the negative aspects commonly associated with marriage. And it's all going to be just fine until they have children. And then the whole idealism will fly out the window and they'll be just as loaded down with responsibilities and commitments and consequences and problems and negative aspects as anybody else. So what's the use of talking about this except just for a temporary relationship or one that would precede the coming of children? But why? Only because children are thought to be something other than what they really are, human beings just like you and me. I think that most all of the problems connected with children come from trying to treat them as if they were not human somehow, and that they were some special kind of entity that exists apart from human beings in this world, that they were pets or monkeys or something else, that in which case you have to have a totally different kind of relationship. It all starts with the attitude that the birth of the child means the parents are now bound to the child for at least 18 years, which is going to severely restrict their own freedom and make it difficult for them to do things that they want to do.